This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. A Lehigh County judicial election from last year has been the subject of litigation for about 7 months, eventually reaching the U.S. Supreme Court. The case has implications far beyond Lehigh County and may reverberate nationwide as the November midterm elections approached. I'm joined by phone by Samuel Chen, a GOP strategist and political science professor at Northampton Community College. Thanks for joining us, Sam.
Brad, it's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
The litigation was brought by Republican candidate for the Lehigh County Court of Common Pleas, David Ritter. He was leading in the electoral count by 71 votes, but there were 257 mail-in ballots that had not been counted until this week. They were delivered on time but lacked handwritten dates on the outside of their security envelope. When counted, the race went to his opponent, Democrat Zach Cohen. How did this local judicial race make it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Brad, that's a great question. This case began in a state court in Pennsylvania. It made its way to the Third Circuit Court, which is a federal appeals court. And there are some questions about how the Constitution and how Pennsylvania electoral law was being interpreted. And these are the kinds of things that attract the attention of the Supreme Court. So after the Third Circuit Court's ruling, Mr. Ritter appealed that to the Supreme Court, and that's how it got there.
Well, the striking thing is that although it was a very close race, the margin in mail-in votes was not close. It went heavily toward the Democratic candidate.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's not surprising in the sense that Democrats have hard pushed on mail-in voting, and Republicans have been relatively cool on it, especially with former President Trump really decrying mail-in ballots everywhere except for in the state of Florida. So it's not surprising to see that Democrats outperform Republicans when it comes to mail-in votes. And in 2021, which is the race that the Supreme Court looked at here, all the votes were in by their deadline. It was simply a question of whether ballots that did not have a handwritten date on them, as required by law, should be permitted to be counted.
If I can summarize the debate over that issue, it was some people saying on David Ritter's side that the rules are the rules and it says the ballot must be hand dated, and others saying that this is a somewhat arbitrary requirement to write a handwritten date on the outside of an envelope when it has to be received on time before the polls closed anyway.
That's absolutely correct, Brad. This is a classic debate between the letter of the law, which is the law is what it is and we have to follow it to its letter, and the spirit of the law, which is what is the law trying to accomplish. Mr. Ritter's side is going to argue that the law is clear. You have to have a signature and a handwritten date on the back of that ballot envelope. Those without it, those votes should not be counted. Mr. Cohen's side is going to argue that there is this clause in the law about whether or not these are material to the vote. Is the date that you filled out the ballot material to your vote, to ascertaining if you are an eligible voter, when there is already a deadline in place? If all votes are received by the deadline, does it matter when the voter actually filled out the ballot? Mr. Cohen's side is going to argue there's not. And that is the question, that is the constitutional interpretive question that courts like the Third Circuit and potentially like the Supreme Court will consider.
So it's really fair to say that at the heart of this is the question of whose vote counts. How could this decision by the U.S. Supreme Court affect the general election in November? And I'll add the aside that they didn't actually hear a case. They rendered a decision, but not a full ruling.
That's correct, Brad, and that's an important distinction to make. The situation, of course, is the Supreme Court ends their current session in July 1st and does not reconvene until October. Justice Alito and a few of his colleagues are concerned that that's not going to actually give them time to review a case and have a ruling by the midterm election, and we could see this impacted in the midterm election. So it's very interesting to watch both the legal side of it as well as how it's going to affect the vote in November.
So even with this Lehigh County race seemingly decided, the national questions raised by it go on. Thank you so much for joining us.
Brad, my pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Samuel Chen is a GOP strategist and political science professor at Northampton Community College.